The esoteric treasure, scrolls and tablets of ancient knowledge, were kept hidden from the Roman Church in the elaborate cave systems of the Pyrenees. On Friday, October 13, 1307, the greedy French King Philip, in debt to the Templars, moved against the Templars with the blessing of Pope Clement V. Like their Cathar forebears, the Templars were charged with all forms of heresy. Templars throughout Europe were hunted down, killed, and tortured. The last Grand Master, Jacques de Molay, was burned at the stake in 1314. But many Templars simply cast off their distinctive surcoats, identifiable by the red Maltese cross, and blended into the local populations only to emerge in later years as Freemasons. When authorities broke into the Paris Temple, they found nothing. The treasure had been removed by the Templars, who apparently dispersed it to several different locations. Some went to Scotland, where Robert the Bruce provided the Templars' sanctuary. Some went to pre-Columbus America, and some returned to the caverns of Languedoc. Centuries passed while the devout in southern France kept the secret of the hidden treasure from both church and state authorities. This secret briefly broke into public view in the late 1890s when the young priest of the small village of Rennes-le-Château discovered some documents hidden in the altar of his church, which had been consecrated to Mary Magdalene in 1059 and stood on Visigoth ruins dating to the 6th century. In 1891, Father François Berenger Saunière discovered two genealogies dating from 1244 and 1644, along with two texts written in the 1780s by a former parish priest, Abbot Antoine Bigot. The Bigot texts were unusual and appeared to be written in different and indecipherable codes. Saunière took his discovery to his superior, the bishop of nearby Carcassonne, who sent him on to Paris to meet with the director general of the Saint-Sulpice Seminary, reportedly a center for an unorthodox society called the Compagnie du Saint-Sacrement, reputed to be a front for the Priory of Sion. This priory is thought to include members committed to keeping secret the Templar treasure and knowledge. Whatever was in the documents changed Saunière's life. He journeyed to Paris, where he mingled with the Parisian cultural elite and soon came into great wealth.